Hi there. This is Hallie Crawford, Certified Career Coach Extraordinaire. Thank you for downloading and listening to this audio, Crossing Bridges, Creating Career Possibilities for Yourself in Three Short Steps. This audio is taken from a live presentation, so you will hear a little background noise from the audience as we go along. And since this is a free gift to help you in your career transition, please feel free to pass this along to friends, family members, or anyone else you know who might benefit from it. I'm happy for you to do that. And as always, feel free to get in touch with me if you have any questions or need additional support in your career transition at HallieCrawford.com. That's HallieCrawford.com. I hope this information is useful to you. Enjoy and have a great day.
So about 12 years ago, I went to visit a friend of mine in San Francisco, and we decided to ride bikes across the Golden Gate Bridge. Seen here. Because when you're in San Francisco, you got to do that, right? It's on the National Historic Register of places to be. And when in Rome, do as the Romans. So we went to rent our bikes. And as we got to the foot of the bridge, I stood there thinking, wow, this is awe-inspiring. This bridge is huge. It's really long. And then I started looking down at the water and how choppy and probably really cold it was. And as we started to go across the bridge, I don't know if you know this, but it makes sense. The temperature changes dramatically because as you're going across this really large body of water, obviously, the temperature drops and the wind was blowing really fiercely and strongly against us. And then I remember, you know what? I kind of have a fear of heights. It's not debilitating, but I get kind of woozy when I look down from a high place. And I started to think, do I really want to do this? What's on the other side? And is it really that cool? Is it worth this wind blowing against my face? And as we got halfway across the bridge, we paused for a break. And these thoughts kept repeating over and over in my mind. This is really vivid for me. Don't look down. Don't look down at the cold, choppy water. Can I just turn back? Is this really worth it? And sure, other people might say I wussed out if I turn around, right? But who cares? It's one thing to say you want to do something and a whole other thing when you're in it, right? So in that moment, I realized that I faced a decision. Standing there hovering above the cold, choppy water with the wind blowing against me, I could move forward or I could retreat. And I often think about that time now, especially when I'm working with career clients who are in career transition and facing their future with so much uncertainty, like they are, especially these days with the economy. It's really scary and intimidating for people to be in this kind of position. Now, with the economy the way it is and unemployment climbing, it's probably past 8% at this point, there's a lot of uncertainty. And who knows when it's going to end? How many people here have been laid off recently? Who knows people? Yeah. Oh, so-so, kind of? Okay. My husband was just a couple of weeks ago, so I understand how difficult this is. And what I'm here to tell you today is that despite this difficulty and how much this sucks, it's really tough, that you can create possibility and opportunity for yourself despite this hard time. You can build a bridge across this obstacle just like you have other obstacles in your life, okay? We've all faced obstacles in our lives and gotten through them. So I know how this feels, not just because my husband was laid off recently, but because when I was in career transition, I was out of work for 6 months, and it was scary. It sucked, it was painful, and I thought it would never end. Plus, for me, I was very unhappy with the direction my career was going in. I didn't like any of the jobs that I had had, and I was completely lost. I was one of those people who got out of college and had no idea what they wanted to do, right? But I found my way. I got through that time, and I absolutely love doing what I do now as a career coach. I love it. I pinch myself every day. Get to work in my pajamas. How cool is that? I found my way through three simple steps, and I'm going to give those to you today. And I want you to know if you follow these steps, you can get through this tough time in your life. The three steps are, number one, realize that your job is not your identity. Two, uncover your not-so-hidden talents. And three, state what you want. And we're going to go into depth with each of those in a moment. The bottom line here today, guys, is that this is about recreating your reality. Okay? And I'll explain what that means in a moment. Slide, please. Thank you. So great how you helped me. So the first step is realize that your job is not your identity. You have a lot of different roles you play in your life, right? And I know that this can be hard for people, especially when they've been in jobs for a very long time, okay? But it's imperative to do this. Key point number one here is shift your perspective. Change what it means for you to be in career transition. You won't move forward if you do not do this. Even the words you use to describe the situation that you're in, they make a difference. And I'll explain why in a little bit about that. Say something to yourself like, instead of, oh, I'm a victim, I've been laid off, that there is an opportunity here for me. A space has opened up, and I can build a bridge across this obstacle, just like I have other obstacles in my life. What do I want? What do I want out of this career transition? What do I want to happen at the end? Key point number two here is, it's all about attitude. Attitude can be defined as a mental state, a set of beliefs, feelings, or a disposition to act in a certain way. And here's the deal here, that keyword of act in a certain way. Your attitude starts in your mind, it affects your actions, and therefore affects your outcome and your goals, whether you achieve them or not. So attitude is really important. If you start out with this, in this career transition, defeated and feeling defeated, that is what's gonna happen in your world, okay? Your attitude affects your actions, which in turn affects your outcome. You have a choice here. Recreate your reality. Shift and change your attitude. The third key point here is focus on gratitude. You guys have heard about this before, probably attitude of gratitude, right? Instead of thinking I'm a victim here, think about the new bridge that you can build across this obstacle that you need to overcome. I want you to do a quick exercise for me here. I like things. People that think can be a little interactive. So I want you to think right now about two things that you are grateful for in your life. I'll tell you what mine are while you're thinking. One is my son and how healthy, happy, and absolutely adorable he is. I'm not biased or anything, right? And the other thing is that I have a job, but that I absolutely love it on top of that, that I absolutely love my job. So think about those two things for me, and I want you to notice right now how it makes you feel to think about those two things. I don't know about you, but when I think about my son and my job, it brings a smile to my face. I can't help but grin. And notice how, did it boost your energy a little bit? Did it shift your perspective for just a moment, focusing on something you're grateful for? Okay? I want you to realize that nothing changed in this moment. In your external world, nothing changed. You simply chose where to focus your attention. And that's what focusing on gratitude, or focusing on what you have as opposed to what you don't have, that's what it can do for you. So shift into gratitude and recreate your reality. So step one, again, is about realize your job is not your identity. Recreate your reality. Okay, so let's go to step number two. This is uncover your not-so-hidden and hidden talents. Let's say both, okay? Key point number one here is redefine success. I'm going to slow down a little bit because a couple of you are writing. Redefine what success means for you. Don't just go by society's definition or what your friends or family might tell you. Define success based on what is vitally important to you as a person. Does your job or did your previous job, did it utilize your natural talents and abilities? If it didn't, there's a problem. You need to think about that and make a change. Were you truly passionate about it? I'm passionate about what I do. That is possible. So define success that way as well. It's a fact that people that use their natural talents and abilities at their job, they are more fulfilled. Those jobs are more fulfilling and rewarding for them. So it's absolutely necessary that you use your natural talents and abilities at work. Recreate your definition of success. Recreate your reality. Key point number two here is listen to your heart. Listen to what your heart knows. And this goes back to the passion. what talents would you love to use at your job? Think about what those are. A lot of times when people are looking for another job, they'll stay within their specific career path. Well, I've always been an accountant, so that's what I'm going to do. You need to look at transferable skills as well, especially when you've been laid off and the job market is what it is today. Transferable skills are those skills that can be used in other areas or industries that you can highlight on your resume in order to get a different type of job. What kind of job would make you want to jump out of bed in the morning? And this is that old question that you've all probably heard about. If money were no object and you were guaranteed success, what would you do? This is accessing what your heart knows. Go with your passion. Nearly half of U.S. workers expect to be working at the traditional retirement age of 67, and I guarantee you that number has gone up with the economy. So we might as well enjoy what we do, right? We spend a lot of time there. And what I know is when you follow your passion, it doesn't feel as much like work. It makes a big difference. So step number two is uncover your hidden talents. And what is this about? Recreating your reality. And one other thing I wanted to say about your talents. A lot of people will come to me and they'll say, well, I don't really know what I'm good at or naturally. I mean, they might have a list of two or three things, but that's it. Ask other people that know you well, former coworkers, family members, friends. What makes me unique? Because a lot of times we will discount what comes naturally to us and think, oh, well, everyone's good at event planning or whatever it is. Not so. So ask other people around you what you're naturally good at if you're not sure. All right, so step number three, next slide, thank you, is state what you want. This is my favorite one because it's a really big deal and very important. Key point number one here under state what you want is trust in the face of the unknown. And this is tough, I know. With the economy the way it is, it's very scary. And you don't know what is on the other side of it. We don't know when this is going to end. And you don't know what's on the other side of your career transition. Just like I didn't know what was on the other side of the bridge. I mean, I did, but I hadn't been there before. Sausalito is beautiful, by the way. It's worth going across, but I didn't know that. And in this tough economy, I honestly don't think, I mean, the government is doing a lot to get us out of the slump, but I don't think anybody really knows if it's going to work. And the news does not help. They dramatize it and make us, I think, more fearful than we need to be. We can't live in fear. You cannot live in fear. That does not work. You never want to make a decision, career or otherwise, out of fear. That never goes right. You always want to make your decisions out of a sense of possibility and opportunity. Okay? So you need to learn to trust in the face of this fear or sense of the unknown, not knowing what's going on, and recreate your reality by doing that. Key point number two here, understand what you want, is get past this sense of scarcity, this mental attitude of scarcity that's going on. I think in a tough economy like this, especially with the news and everything else, we all have a sense of someone else wins and I lose. There's not enough out there. There's not enough opportunity. And that doesn't work either. Instead, you need to start thinking there is enough. What if there are plenty of opportunities out there for me? I just need to seek them out and find them. I'll give you an analogy here. Say you decided one day, okay, I need a new car and I'm going to go buy a Volkswagen Beetle, right? Before you decide, do they even call them Beetles anymore? I don't even know. But anyway, you decide you're going to buy this kind of car. And before that, you didn't see any of them on the road. You never noticed them. But all of a sudden, just because you decided to buy this kind of car, you see a ton of them. You guys know what I'm talking about? It was the same thing when I was pregnant. I felt like there was a population explosion, like everybody was pregnant. This is about tuning into what's possible and seeing opportunities. If you're living in fear and not trusting that things will work out, you're sitting on the couch freaking out, that does not get you another job, right? Part of this positive thinking is about being able to tune in to and see the opportunities and what's possible out there, just like when you're buying a new car. So tune into what's possible. And key point number three here is the importance of belief, and this is my favorite one. Belief can be defined as a state of mind, as trust or confidence that something will happen, a specific outcome will occur. That's belief. Nothing is possible without belief in any way. Professional athletes, Olympians, do this all the time. They use the technique of visualization for what they want. And it's proven that they do better as a result. Tiger Woods, when he was 6 years old, asked his parents for his first tape, subliminal message tape, because even at that, which I have a hard time believing this, at that age, he knew the importance of mental training and focus on what you want. And he visualizes that golf ball going into the hole, okay? That's part of why, a large part of why he's successful. So athletes do this, why can't we? Anybody can do this, use this technique of visualization and belief. It works for them, you can do it too. Define your goal and your direction. Redefine yourself during this hard time. And state what you want, and believe in yourself. I think it was after he won the Western Open, Tiger Woods said to USA Today, and I have to read this quote because it's good. The biggest thing to winning a tournament is to have the mindset and belief that you can win every tournament that you go into. So he has the belief. Now, granted, he's got talent, right? He's got a great golf swing that not everybody has. But belief is a huge part of why these people are successful. So state what you want. Recreate your reality by doing so. So let's pretend that we're a professional athlete here for a second and do a quick little visualization for me, okay? So quick, our last exercise here. So I want you to think about what your life would look like if you recreated your reality tomorrow. So close your eyes, look at the floor or ceiling if you want to, whatever's comfortable for you. But what if you were able to step into this new reality tomorrow and recreate it for yourself? Imagine that you get up in the morning, get dressed, and you believe in yourself 100%. You have absolute confidence in everything that you're doing. A spring in your step. You're able to step outside into this new reality. What would that new reality be like for you? And specifically, what three things would be different? What three things would be different in this new reality? So relish this for a moment for me. And now shift gears for just a second. What would it be like for you if you did not reach what you just saw? If these three things didn't happen, and you never gave this new reality a chance, what opportunities would be missed? And I'll say it again because it's important. What opportunities would be missed for you? Okay, nice work. I kind of want to hear if you guys are willing to come tell me what you saw at the end. I'd love to hear. So we left me halfway across the Golden Gate Bridge, right? Hovering above these cold, choppy waters, not knowing if I wanted to continue. And I thought about what would be lost if I stopped here. Sure, I'd be embarrassed. I'd have to tell people I was a wuss and I didn't continue. But more importantly, if I said that I stopped and I didn't persevere, that's the decision I knew I could not live with. It was the same with my career transition. When I didn't have a job, I could have felt sorry for myself, said I can't, my fears are too big. And I did a little bit of that at the beginning, I'll be honest. You go through this emotional, roller coaster. But instead, I picked myself up and I said, I need to move forward. I need to look ahead. I defined my goal and I chose to believe in myself. And one thing that helped me, kept me moving through my career transition was this thought. So think about this for me when you're driving home today. Did I want to say at the end of my life that I tried and even failed? Or that I didn't try at all? You know the answer. I wanted to say that I tried. And that helped me have the courage to start my own business. My career transition was a defining moment for me, just like crossing that bridge was, because I really did want to turn around. If you do these three things, what's possible for you will show up in your life. And look, I'm not saying this to snap your fingers. Ooh, let's remain positive, you know, and it just happens overnight. No, it takes effort. Just like how many hours does Tiger practice his golf swing every day? I don't know, but it's a ton. But you can do the same thing that these professional athletes do, and change is possible if you put forth the effort. This can be your defining moment in your life. Instead of being the end, it can be the beginning. By doing what? Recreating your reality. So, time for action. Obviously, there's a point where you need to take action and get out there and network and apply for jobs, those kinds of things. And remember that I was in your shoes, so I understand, and that's why I do what I do. It's because I was able to cross this bridge, and I understand how that feels and what it's like to go through that. That's why I'm passionate about what I do, is helping people get across the bridge. And I know that the first steps are the scariest. So thank you for coming today. I'm honored to be here to help you, and I'm happy to stay afterwards for any questions. And like I said before, please, if you'd like to, come tell me what you saw in your visualization. It makes a difference. Thanks for being here. It's an honor to help you out.